A glance at the Callaway County Quick Reference Directory lists at least 8 places that offer assistance with food, housing, and utilities. Soup for the Soul makes 9. It opened just 3 months ago. It serves around 50 people per evening. It also connects people with other assistance services. Co-founder Debbie Smith.
I had a lady that went from being homeless to having an apartment, I'm going to say within a week, from the resources she gathered here.
Mayor Jack Rose says the city provides enough assistance for those in need that they shouldn't have to panhandle. Some council members agree. So they were briefed on other communities with existing panhandling ordinances, like Bowling Green, Hopkinsville, and Paducah. Police there say they rarely issue citations that bring possible consequences, like fines, jail time, or both.
You are just putting one more barrier between that person and getting out of homelessness.
Eric Tarz is the senior attorney at the National Law Center on homelessness and poverty.
So it doesn't serve any positive purpose other than to immediately remove that person from wherever they might be doing the activity.
Tara says a better way to address panhandling is by getting input from the panhandlers themselves by talking to them and conducting a survey. For 3 weeks, we searched for a panhandler in Murray who would speak with us for this story. They typically stand at traffic choke points next to Walmart and Kroger. Of the 3 approached, 1 declined, another accepted but was later unreachable, and language barriers prevented communication with the 3rd. But back at Soup for the Soul, there's someone with a little insight into homelessness and panhandling. Don Roberts spent a year homeless in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He wound up there after 26 years in prison. He said he could never bring himself to panhandle. Actually, he thinks most panhandlers are scamming people, but he's also wary of an anti-panhandling ordinance.
Tell you what you really need to do, just like the council members, is get off your duffs and actually go become homeless for about 30 days. Your whole attitude would change. The whole attitude would change.
Robert says before passing an ordinance, council members should, despite challenges, first talk to them to find out what they need. Mayor Jack Rose says he hasn't done that.
I do not participate in that. I do not stop and drop money into whatever they're taking it up in. So I'm more interested at this point to see what the legal options are for us.
Councilman Jason Pittman says an anti-panhandling ordinance would be directed toward transients, and he doesn't want it to harm community members in need.
We want to make sure that if you need help in Murray, we're giving you help, but we also want to have consequences for those that pass through our community that really don't have any ties here, that are in it just for a financial motivation or in it for the wrong reason.
Debbie Smith isn't sure an ordinance would address begging's underlying cause of poverty. She says she doesn't like to see panhandling, but
if you just outlaw it, they'll go to another town that doesn't outlaw it. That's the reason some of them told me they're here now. They've been run off other places.
While Murray is looking into an ordinance to control panhandling, legal rumblings at the federal level may render similar ordinances across the nation unconstitutional. Eric Tarz.
The Supreme Court just earlier this year weighed in on a freedom of speech case that is directly relevant to the panhandling issue. Given the strength of the Supreme Court ruling, I would think that just about any anti-panhandling ordinance is going to have a very difficult time surviving constitutional scrutiny.
Murray City Attorney Warren Hopkins says he is taking the ruling into consideration. He will present his findings at tomorrow night's City Council meeting. In Murray, I'm Allison Crawford.